The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. All right. So I do believe we are joined by our intern from the NYC area, Tag, who is going to talk to us about this rent party against the raids with the BYP 100 and IWOC. That's the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee, who is a part of this fundraiser. Again, they're hosting it with BYP 100. So let me go to phone lines. I think this is Tag. Tag, do we have you on the line, sir?
Yes. Yes. Peace, Brother Scotty.
Peace to you, Tag. Thanks for calling in with this information and for all the work that you do behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about. But Tag is very active in his community on these social political issues. And so, Tag, before we go into this specific event, can you remind people what this fundraiser is for, the case surrounding it, or the cases, I should say?
Absolutely. Yes. Cases, plural, given that we're talking about over the last few years, really dozens, of instances like these, varying in intensity, varying in size. The major flashpoint, if you will, of this so-called gang raids, really more domestic terrorism upon communities, essentially black communities, brown communities, impoverished communities, that's been going on out here really since the stop and frisk policy, which never went away, of the NYPD was ruled unconstitutional. Basically, since then, there has been this ramping up of large-scale sweeps, as they call them, which are really just invasion, primarily on public housing facilities throughout the city, under the pretense of so-called gang activity. And, so the major flashpoint of that would have been the April of last year. In April of last year, the Bronx 120, which was described as the largest quote-unquote gang takedown in New York history, in which 120 individuals were snatched from primarily the Eastchester Gardens community in the Bronx. But before that, there were around 100 heads taken, from the Grant housing projects in Harlem. Between those two raids, there were others that were, less discussed in the, media, but, have still been devastating. And since the Bronx 120, there have been several others, including the more recent Boston Secor raids, which occurred in April of this year, almost a year to the day from the Bronx 120.
Now, actually, a couple of the individuals who were caught up in this were actually college students and were in college. And even, I'm not sure, but it seems I recall that they even went and got these young men on these college campuses. So, this is just a farce of a case. I do believe it is retaliation for the decision from the federal courts that stop and frisk was unconstitutional. So I guess they're going to resort to these tactics now. I actually remember interviewing a mother. They were looking for her son who was not listed as a residence at her resident. He actually was living with his father at the time, but they conducted a raid on her home, and she described it as a war zone with the flashbang grenades and them busting down the door and terrifying her and her two small daughters. So, terrible, terrible issues going on behind these enemy lines up in that area. So, Tag, there's going to be a rent party against those raids, as it is titled, and it's being hosted by the BYP 120 as well as IWOC, which is the Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee. So what can you tell us about that and where and tell us what the funds are going for?
Definitely. And just to connect off of what you said, because it's an important point. Yes, heads were snatched up not only from their homes, but also from college campuses, you know, as far away from the Bronx where the raid was targeted as Connecticut. On a college campus, you know, where you're talking about feds and the like, you know, descending on a college campus, disrupting those activities, you know, behind this farcical case. As you say, it's exactly that. It is a complete farce. Furthermore, not only college campuses and people's homes, but people were also taken or at least received the news that they were underneath this indictment and others from inside of cages, from inside of facilities themselves, because we're talking about a federal system that practices what is known widely as double jeopardy, where because it's federal, they're able to reconvict individuals for alleged crimes that they have already that they've already served time for, or that they are already, you know, facing up to. So it's beyond, it's an absolute farce, and there's not even a hint of justice as regards how this is being approached. As for the fundraiser itself, that will be September 23rd, a week from tomorrow, and we're starting around 8 o'clock. It's at this spot in Harlem called Raw Space. And Raw Space is located on 7th Avenue, also known as Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. And that's between 121st and 122nd Street. So it's 2031 7th Avenue or 2031 Adam Clayton Powell, whichever, you know, whichever you remember better, whichever you associate with that avenue. And the funds are all going directly to impacted family members, just period. There's no kind of none of the organizations involved are taking in any of the funds, you know, besides the expenses to make the event itself happen. Every single penny, every bit of financial energy that's donated is going directly to family members of those who have been caught up in these raids or who are otherwise impacted by this permanent exclusion policy that they have inside of NYCHA housing that essentially criminalizes family members within their own families, making it such that you have to make a decision as to whether or not you'll let your child come back home or face eviction because they've been arrested, you know, which could be for, as we know, any number of countless so-called reasons. So again, that's September 23rd. At Raw Space, 2031 7th Avenue, and that's between 121st and 122nd Street. It's definitely going to be a dope night of all sorts of activities, building around community, music, dance, visual art. You know, we'll be raffling off various items that I feel sure people, you know, would be trying to see about and acquire. And, you know, again, it's all just to help in any way that we can to support individuals who are really, really facing the brunt of this enslaving state that we find ourselves in, you know, who are facing kind of the complete storm, the complete barrage of the tactics that are used to keep us, you know, in a position of vulnerability. So it's fully worthwhile.
And I do also want to point out that I have shared this event on my Facebook page. It's also posted in btrcommunity.com on my page there. I just shared it to Black Talk Radio Network's page on Facebook as well as Twitter. But if you're not in the area, you can give online, as they have a youcaring.com fundraiser, online fundraiser posted. So if you're not able to physically attend this rent party, again, this is to raise funds for legal fees as well as transporting family members to be able to visit their loved ones in prison. And so you can give. If you're not in the area, you can give by doing it online. And we've shared those links with you through our social media platforms. All right. So, Tag, is there anything else that you would like to share with us as we wrap up this segment?
Yes. Just much appreciated, as always, to be on the platform, and appreciate the entire network across the globe. I mean, the kinds of conversations and connections that are made, you know, through BTR are what allow us to be able to strengthen the ties between communities that are needed for us to defend against this kind of onslaught, because it's really the only way that we can not only survive this, but really combat it, is to build from the ground up, community across community, family to family. And you know, BTR Network truly allows for that, and I've seen it, you know, over the years. So it's, you know, from the interview that you just had and the fact that, you know, a dialogue is forming around that, you know, to this and across the board. And just, I want to just give a particular emphasis and an emphatic shout out to all these family members out yes. here, you know, who are really suffering intensely and, you know, are figuring out how to deal with, you know, seemingly impossible odds and circumstances, you know, especially those, you know, who are showing up to meetings or to rallies or, you know, in any way, you know, are participating in the organizing effort, because it's really just hard enough to deal with having a loved one snatched from you and on the inside these federal facilities, being transferred all around. You know, I mean, those who are still unconvinced about the authenticity of prison slavery, you know, just follow any one of these raids cases, you know, down the right. line. We're about going into a year, and we're like just about a year and a half since the Bronx 120 raids now. And you're talking about over 100 individuals, primarily, you know, Black young people, just being scattered across this country at this point, you know, behind this, because they've just been followed online, you know, for the past 6, 7, you know, however many years, to just build a case around them behind association. So just, you know, it's right there in front of all of us. You know, prison slavery is legal in this country. Slavery has always been legal in this part of the world, or, you know, since the early 17th century, at least in this part of the world. So it's, you know, it's very clear when you really look at any of these raids cases. So again, just appreciate it to everyone out there who's supporting this anti-raids work and who's supporting the network in general.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for your part in helping the media operations of Black Talk Media Project, which manages Black Talk Radio Network. And just for you being, you know, our contact in the New York City area and keeping us plugged in to what's going on the ground there. So thank you, Tag. I'm not going to hold you any longer. You have a great afternoon. And of course, stay safe behind these enemy lines.
Absolutely. You as well. And 47.
All right. So that was Tag again talking to us about the case of the Bronx 120. Again, what he was talking about when he was talking about guilt by association. So, you know, he mentioned earlier about, like, one individual case I read about was where this person had killed someone and had served their time for that killing. It was like a drive-by, and they didn't kill the person that they intended to kill, but ended up killing innocent bystander. So, you know, it's not saying that this person shouldn't have been prosecuted for that, but that person was prosecuted. That person was convicted. But then the tactic to then charge other people years after the fact as accessories for the same crime, even though they didn't participate in it, but simply because of guilt of association. That's not justice. That is not justice. whatsoever. So this is a very important case. Again, you can participate in this fundraiser by attending this event next week. Again, it will be at the Raw Space in NYC 2031, Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. That's at 7th Avenue, between 7th Avenue and, it's between 121st and 122nd Street. You can also give online if you're not in the NYC area. There is a YouCaring fundraiser that has been posted, and we've shared that with you. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization, Black Talk Media Project, in support of its efforts to elevate independent Black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots Black media.